All right, welcome back to Between the Lines. A few minutes ago, I was scrambling because my guest who was scheduled, I couldn't reach him. Well, he just called in. Jay Heck with Common Cause Wisconsin joins us on the phone. Good morning, Jay. Where were you?
Well, let's blame the telephone company. Can we do that? I have no idea what happened, Craig.
All right.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. It all works out. All right. A panel of judges has extended a block on Democrats' attempts to force Assembly Speaker Robin Voss to testify in a federal lawsuit challenging Republican-drawn legislative maps. The panel of three federal judges on the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals blocked a lower court order requiring Voss to take questions under oath and say they'll wait to decide if Voss has to testify after the U.S. Supreme Court rules in two major gerrymandering cases from other states. Does that make sense to you?
Well, that's what they did. But the first point was that a federal court panel in Wisconsin had ordered the Speaker of the Wisconsin Assembly, Robin Voss, to testify. And this is about the 2011 gerrymandering case. And the point is that I think the citizens and the taxpayers of Wisconsin have a right to know what his involvement was and what the involvement of the Republicans were in that gerrymander, which resulted in the most partisan and most skewed legislative districts in the country in 2011. And the other thing that's important to note, Greg, is that Robin Voss has authorized the taxpayers of Wisconsin to pay $120,000 a month to a Chicago law firm that has been taking the lead in blocking his, so making sure that he won't have to testify and delaying all of this. And the three judge panel in Chicago, these were all Republican appointed judges. So even in the justice system, it's very partisanized about this very partisan issue of gerrymander. And the losers are the voters and taxpayers of Wisconsin.
Yeah, but we're not going to have to wait that long. I mean, the rulings are coming down this month, aren't they?
We should expect by the end of June a decision in a North Carolina and Maryland case, which may or may not impact the Wisconsin case that is scheduled to begin trial again in July. And so your listeners remember, this is the same Wisconsin case that went to the U.S. Supreme Court last year and was sent back to the federal court in Wisconsin because they said the standing issue needed correcting. Well, that's been corrected. But there's really no reason why Robin Voss and others who were asked to testify to provide factual evidence in this case, why they refused to do it. If they are proud of what they did in 2011 and they stand by it, then they ought to be willing to testify about what their actions were about. I mean, again, we've paid almost $4 million. Not that any taxpayers agreed to this, but he's had the power to authorize all that tax money to defend and keep secret the role that he had in these in the drawing of these maps way back in 2011.
When is Wisconsin's lawsuit scheduled to go to trial?
In July.
Okay.
So part of that, of course, will if there is a sweeping decision by the United States Supreme Court at the end of June in the North Carolina and Maryland cases, then that trial may be moot. But I don't necessarily expect that to be the case. And so, again, this is just taxpayer money being used to keep us in the dark about what they're doing.
All right. What's your gut tell you? Are we ever going to hear from Speaker Voss in testimony, do you think?
Well, he will delay it as long as he can. I think ultimately he will be compelled to testify because at least other courts have ordered him to do so. It may be that this would go to the United States Supreme Court, and I'm not sure what they'd do. So we'll see.
All right. Common Cause in Wisconsin, Director Jay Heck, always a pleasure having you on the show, even if it's a little bit late this time.
Sorry about that, but thanks, Greg. I appreciate it.